And finally today, a new children's book from a legendary singer. Claudette Robinson spent years as a member of the Motown group The Miracles. She was the first female singer signed to the legendary label. Just one reason, she was dubbed the First Lady of Motown by its founder, Berry Gordy Jr. And even after she stopped touring, she continued to sing in studio sessions. Now she's a grandmother. She spends her time with family, doing philanthropy and sharing memories for those filmmakers and others who want to capture the history of that groundbreaking record label. But now she has a new project of her own. It is a children's book entitled Claudette's Miraculous Motown Adventure. And she's here with us now to tell us more about it. Claudette Robinson, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. And I'm really excited about the book. It's kind of like a fantasy story of how I became First Lady of Motown.
Well, it is a fun, colorful book, but you could have picked any number of ways to tell that story. I'm sure a lot of people are interested in your story. Why did you decide to do a children's book?
Well, children are my love. I have volunteered in classrooms for about 30 years, so I do love children. And so I thought, you know, Motown has now been around for 60 years, and many of the people that are growing up now have no idea about, you know, the story of all the different artists. So I thought, well, this would be a way of getting the story out to them in a fun way so that they could enjoy it.
What are you trying to convey through the story? I mean, Claudette is basically, not just Claudette, but her family, they're being kind of besieged by negative energy, let's put it that way. And the singers, the group kind of banish that negativity. What are you going for with this story?
Well, I'm going for that people really need to find love, be happy, and be kind. And I know that sometimes people don't recognize the importance of that. And when something is clouded over by, in this case, the witch comes and just casts the spell over the entire town of Motown, and where little Claudette lives, it becomes a problem for the kids to be able to go outside and play and enjoy themselves and all. And now when she is able to go and she finds these four little fellows who are Smokey, Bobby, Ronnie, and Pete, and then they start singing and bring about the music, because music cast away many, many negativities. It's just something that can make you happy.
You released the song Shop Around with the Miracles in 1960. I think it was, do I have this right? It was Motown's first song to sell more than a million records?
It was Motown's first million seller. Shop around. Shop around.
Did you think at the time, did you feel like you had something special there?
Well, you know, when you're recording every song that you do, you're thinking it's going to be a great one. However, I wasn't sure if it would become a million seller, but I was surprised, because they actually surprised us on stage. We were at the Michigan State Fair performing, and all of a sudden they stopped the music. And Mr. Gordy and several of the administrators of Motown came on stage with the plaque and presented it to us. So we were just really in shock and excited, really, really excited.
I understand that you had actually thought about being a teacher. Is that right?
That was my intention, is that I wanted to be a school teacher. And I think that's the reason that I volunteered in the classrooms for practically 30 years. I did it for my children, Barry and Tamala, and then for my oldest granddaughter, Lyric. I graduated with her. She just graduated from USC this past May, and I felt as though I had graduated along with her.
You know, your kids and your grandkids particularly have a very different life than you had. I mean, how could they possibly know, you know, what that was like, cramming six of you into a car, doing I don't know how many shows you do a night, going from city to city, you know, from town to town, you know, driving, none of these, you know, tricked out RVs and tour buses that they have now. I mean, none of that,
no,
right? They
no.
have no idea what that's like. And I wonder, you know, when you look at artists today, is there any time you ever want to say to them, look, this is how it was? And is there something you want them to know about how it was that you really particularly want to pass on?
Well, you know, it kind of reverses itself, because when I've met younger artists or artists of today, and if they meet me, then they're the ones who are asking the questions about how was it, rather than me, you know, bringing it up first, because it's not a thing that it was such a terrible situation that went on, because we, as well as many others, because I heard you say how many shows. Well, when we did the theaters like the Apollo, the Uptown, the Royal, and the Regal, all those theaters that we did, that was just a circuit that we did. Most of the time, the shows were 4 shows a day, sometimes 5. And if it was holiday time, you might do as many as 6 shows in one day.
Oh, my God. Okay. What?
But you know what? You'd have to be young to do that, because I tell you, if someone told me today, well, you're going to do 5 shows tonight, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, before we let you go, as you mentioned, Motown is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. What do you hope that young people know about Motown? What do you hope its legacy will be?
Well, my hope for the legacy of Motown is that, number one, it will be remembered forever. Somehow it will be that people will recognize the work that all the artists, you know, because as we were the first, there's so many amazing other artists that came after us. And I'm grateful and thankful for that, that Mr. Gordy's note, what he would always say is, it is not black music. It was only made by black people. And so the music is for everyone, and for it to be remembered, not only just as we speak, 2019, but in the year 3019, that somehow, some way, people will know the artists, who they were, and what they tried to do to make the world a better place.
That was singer Claudette Robinson. Her children's book, Claudette's Miraculous Motown Adventure, is out now.